Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 60, Inviting Intimacy, Part 2. At a recent men's gathering focused on a safe, open-hearted dialogue between gay and straight men, one of the leaders read this poem by John Mark Green. I'm afraid of letting you get close enough to notice the cracks in my flawed heart. Scared you'll see the things I hate about myself. Terrified at the thought of you walking away. So I try and keep you at a safe distance. They say that love is blind, but I just can't take the chance. Last week, I offered the notion that avoiding conflict is an obstacle to intimacy, and that in my experience, many men do not speak their truth because they don't want to deal with the emotional blowback. I also think sometimes we're just too scared to open up, so we keep that safe distance by holding feelings and needs inside, to the detriment of ourselves and sabotaging any chance of deepening intimate connection. Perhaps our real need is to feel safe, but the strategy we use prevents us from going deeper. Here are two favorite useful communication phrases that enhance connection, allow honest sharing, and might help us to feel safe whenever we're facing conflict. Are you in a good place and space to just listen to me for maybe 10 minutes? And also, I really want to find a way for both of us to get our needs met. How would it be for you if... Both of these are inviting, opening, and create more possibility for meaningful dialogue. It also helps to create safety by agreeing to take a time out when emotions or voices start rising, when active listening and problem-solving abilities have vanished. Dialing back the intensity, feeling secure and understood often helps people feel stronger or see new solutions. It's hard to keep your heart open with someone who is intent on making you wrong. When you most want to run is when you most need to stay. And men often need their cave and time alone to process their emotions and get clear, important for your mate and family to understand. Whatever the conflict, it can be worked with and worked through. The ability to discuss anything and everything that arises is facilitated by conscious communication. The focus is on determining and sharing what each person is feeling and needing, rather than assigning blame or pointing fingers. Responsibility is to be taken, not assigned. It also means that you do not believe everything you think is absolute truth, that you're willing to inquire about a misunderstanding rather than ignore it, realizing that what you heard may not be what they actually said. Making neutral observations rather than opinions or interpretations also enhances safety. Think of a video camera. It records time, place, what action was happening, and what was said. So instead of saying, "You don't care about me," a vague interpretation of something that occurred, I might offer, "We agreed you would cook 3 times a week, and this week you only did once." I could then share my feelings, need, and make a request. Conflict is a normal part of any relationship. It takes practice to first look inside myself to find the breakdown rather than mindlessly blaming the other. And sometimes all a partner wants is to be heard, often difficult for men who are more comfortable with the find-a-solution approach. Listen with a desire to understand rather than to reply. Listen to discover the other's loving intent behind what they are saying. Listen for the good in one another. Empathize and connect first, then correct or offer advice if wanted. Showing empathy doesn't mean you agree or that you're obligated to do anything different. It just means you get it. It's about being with rather than leaping into fix-it mode. We thus liberate each other from the tyranny of others' judgments. We allow others to have their own experience without jumping in to repair or rescue. Learn to savor the good in a bad relationship day by keeping yourself open and vulnerable despite the difficulties and turning towards the conflict rather than avoiding it. When In order to minimize conflict, I stop being honest and consistently lose my voice. Resentments build and trust erodes, both destructive forces to love and intimacy. And it's helpful, solution rather than blame-oriented, to remember the principles of right speech. Is what I am about to share true, kind, and necessary? I'm finally learning to greet those clashing, challenging moments of disagreement with the larger conscious perspective that they can be compost that nourishes the garden of our connection. When you most want to run is when you most need to stay. Responsibility is to be taken, not assigned. Make neutral observations. Empathize and connect first, then correct or offer advice if wanted. When I can keep these principles clearly in the forefront of my consciousness, then conflict is less scary, and it's easier to open to the flow of neutral observation, sharing feelings, needs, and making requests. I keep my eye on the prize, which is really about deepening my connection with another human being with whom I've chosen to be in relationship. All of these principles work well, not only with partners, but also with the larger circle of friends and family. Love is an action verb, and sometimes intimacy demands rocking the boat, addressing conflict, and evolving beyond our normal comfort zones. Thanks again for listening, and remember your friends and family can sign up at myheartsongs.org.